This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian organized referendums that could lead to annexing 15% of Ukraine's territory were due to end on Tuesday, as the Kremlin said it made no decisions on closing its borders, as the first mobilization since World War II prompted some to flee. Voting in the Ukrainian provinces of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia in the east and southeast began on Friday and have been dismissed as a sham by Western nations, which have pledged not to recognize the results. In Russia, the call-up of some 300,000 reservists has led to the first sustained protest since the invasion began, with one monitoring group estimating at least 2,000 people have been arrested so far. Flights out of Russia have been sold out and cars have clogged border checkpoints, with reports of a 48-hour line at the Seoul Road border to Georgia. A gunman opened fire in a school in central Russia, killing at least 17, including 11 children, before shooting himself dead, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The shooting took place in school number 88 in E-Sohirvux, a city 600 miles east of Moscow in the Udmurtia region. Governor Alexander Brichalov says the killer's name was Artyom Kazantsev and that he was a resident of the town and registered at a psychoneurological dispensary. There are suggestions that he adhered to the Nazi ideology because he was in a T-shirt with Nazi symbols in a balaclava. It's not exactly clear how many children and adults are among the dead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.